Virginia Wesleyan Udine resigns after blasting Biden voters. By Tom Sicata on November 17, 2020. A dean at Virginia Wesleyan University in Norfolk, Virginia, resigned this week over a Facebook post in which he condemned Joe Biden supporters. Dean Paul Yule argued that Biden supporters are ignorant, anti-American and anti-Christian in a Facebook post published last week that was highlighted on Twitter by President Donald Trump. According to a report by the Associated Press, a dean at Virginia Wesleyan resigned this week over comments he made about Joe Biden supporters. In a Facebook post, Dean Paul Yule said that Biden supporters are ignorant, anti-American and anti-Christian. Yule also urged those that voted for Biden to unfriend him on the platform. President Trump tweeted support for Yule last week after the Facebook post circulated on social media. Progress. Trump wrote in a tweet that referenced Yule's story. The tweet received nearly 175,000 likes and 38,000 retweets. As a result of the controversy, Yule resigned this week from his role as dean of Virginia Wesleyan University Global Campus. Yule, who is also a business professor, also stepped down from his teaching position at the university. Now, Yule is apologizing to those that were offended by his Facebook post. "I have friends and family who are Democrats, and I love them dearly," Yule said this week. "I have apologized on both accounts profusely. I set a poor example in that post of what a Christian should be. I know that God has forgiven me and already died for my sins. I hope others will forgive me as well. We all need to be a little less quick to anger and a little more willing to forgive, and that certainly applies to me. I am a Christian work in progress for sure," Yule added. In a statement published on Monday, the university addressed Yule's resignation. Last week, Dr. Paul Yule resigned as dean of Virginia Wesleyan University Global Campus, the statement reads. "Today, the university accepted his resignation as professor of management, business, and economics." Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.